It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's busy, roaming, roving, all over, adventurous, intrepid reporter. Ruth, what's going on?
Well, we know that the Sharon budget went down in flames on Friday night. There's been a real campaign to vote it down. If you went through Sharon during the week, you saw all the signs to vote it down, basically because of the school budget. The folks felt that, I guess the majority of folks felt that they wanted the budget to not be decreased by the Board of Finance. Finance Board has been working on it. There's been co talks back and forth, and apparently the Finance Board agreed to a small increase and then took it back and changed their minds. So the vote was 114 to 99. So the school board has, well, no, I guess the finance board has to go back now and confirm, see what they're going to do. As we said, you can't raise the budget once at a town meeting, but if you're starting the process all over again, you can, I guess, have a hearing, bring the new proposal to the town and go from there.
You're going to have to cycle back around.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a stalemate at this point, I guess.
Yeah, because the school board, well, Sharon's been roughing it for a while here over the school budget because they are trying to be responsible with it, but they've had the state telling them they have to increase it. Now you've got people that are telling them they have to increase it when in fact their desire is to do the right thing for the taxpayers. And
But there is a reason I thought that they needed more money.
well, you always need more money because you have contractual agreements that increase no matter how many students you have. You have teachers' salaries, you have insurance costs, you have supplies, equipment, all that stuff still goes up, whether or not, not depending on the student population.
Yeah, well, a lion's share of what the school budget is are things that really you can't do much about, as you've said.
The point was there was a cut of $70,000 was being proposed, and that the folks who are opposed to it point out or the Board of Education pointed out if the cuts were adopted, it would mean reductions in staff salary lines, supplies, and they even talked about closing down the cafeteria to and have lunches brought in from the high school, which they do from other some at some of the other schools. And so, it has some ramifications, obviously. Again, you're on the line because you have to have a budget in place by July 1 to send out tax bills and things. If that doesn't happen, you revert back to the current budget until a new budget is formed.
Right, yeah, because
Yeah.
there's you never in locally you don't collapse, you don't come to a the government shuts down
No,
thing. You just
the way that
go to,
Washington does.
that's right, the way that Washington does. You don't shut down, you just continue operating on your spending plan just continues until such time as something else comes and places it.
Right. So we'll be following that. I'm sure the finance board will be meeting
They did
8
pretty well
p.m.
on turnout down there because what are you looking at? 213 people showed up. That's half of what showed up for the entire Region 1 vote.
Yeah, right. And speaking of the Region 1 vote, that did go through.
That was an easy 2-to-1, 3-to-1 almost.
Not a great turnout.
No.
The one town that voted it down was Falls Village, though. Out of the six towns, their share is going up. So this is so cyclical. It happens every year. You can almost count on it. So, whether they, and here again, they voted down, but it passes. So it goes through and they have to follow it. And they will be tapped for that money as well.
That's right.
So, budgets, budgets, and more budgets. And we'll be seeing more town meetings as we go along this month.
Yeah, Sharon's going to have to revisit. That's interesting. I'm looking at the numbers in the Region 1 thing, and I happen to know Sharon. For the Region 1 budget, there were 43 votes cast in total from the town of Sharon, but yet well over 200 show up at the town hall for a town meeting.
Yeah,
That's
because
an amazing
see,
difference there. Salisbury, of
but it's
course, always
also
had more people than everybody else. North Caden was close, so they had a heavier turnout than they normally do. I mean,
yeah,
these aren't
and they've
great
been known to
numbers,
vote
but
it down. Yeah,
yeah, they've been known
but
to,
you know
but
what happens? I can tell you this: the high school is sort of a nebulous thing for
yeah.
people. They don't see the everyday goings on, especially. You know, towns like here in Kent, I mean, we're far from it.
Yeah,
I
and also,
recently heard someone on our board of finance, new people coming in, asking, where do the kids go to high school here? I mean, it's
yeah,
really unfortunate.
I think Kent has always kind of felt like that proverbial redheaded stepchild sitting out there going, why are we part of this? But that's the way
So,
it
and
laid
what's
out.
so
Well,
amazing
also,
is
too, in these
we're
school
built.
budgets, you're affected intensely by the Region 1 budget, too. Sometimes when they look at the local school budgets, they have to take consideration that that budget coming from Region 1, which is now sealed,
That's right.
that's a cost now that's built. So now what do you have to work with if you did, in fact, defeat your budget? Not much.
We had a lovely talk this week at the White Hart Inn by Alan Cockerline, who talked about farming. This is part of the Cool Talk series put on by conservation commissions in Salisbury, Sharon, Salisbury Association, Audubon. They all joined together. And Alan was really a entertaining talk. Talked about his history in farming and how he came to this area. And now he and his wife Robin run Whippoorwill Farm. It was a very well a farming community. What not necessarily dairy or beef, but a lot of flower and vegetable gardens and farmers markets and things. So the next talk is going to be by Matt Kiefer, who everybody knows as a land surveyor. So these are free talks that are so informative and such and very interesting. Johanna Hayes, our congresswoman, was in the area on Saturday evening in Cornwall, spoke to a crowd of supporters, talked about obviously Washington, D.C., and the state of affairs there. She is running for her fifth term in the fifth district, and gave a very interesting look at what's going on down there. So the political season is revving up in Kent this week. Saturday we had a huge turnout for a tribute to Robbie Kennedy. He's the young man who passed away earlier this a few months ago. Robbie was very well known in town. He was he had some challenges. But he was beloved, and the town took him under their wing, and he was made a member of the emergency group of the fire department, and Kent School made him an assistant football coach, and he was just one of those special people. So there were the celebration of life took place. The fire department came out and did a huge procession. There were church service, and then the fire department held a reception, and the town declared sort of a kindness day. It was declared, the selectmen declared it in honor of Robbie. So a very touching day in Kent on Saturday. And looking ahead, we have the Blue and Gold Art Show, which is Thursday. This is where the kids display the work they've done all year at the high school. It's at the Kircher Monzel Gallery in the library. Everybody's invited. I would certainly encourage people to come. You will be amazed at the artwork that these young people are able to accomplish and do. And some of them really go on to fine art schools, and there's a large scholarship given to someone. So that will be announced that evening. And as you said, Mike, the Memorial Day festivities are starting, and watch out for the calendars to find out where they all are. Most of them are the same each year, pretty well consistent, but I would check it out.
They'll probably have a bit more going on this year than normally.
Yeah, some of them are doing, focusing on the 250th, so there will
50th.
be some more activities. Yeah.
Okay.
And Ruth, thank you. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, adventurous, intrepid, fearless reporter on Robin Hood Radio.